So here comes the end of my funny joke, all right? And then the Skyjack says to the Union, why don't you come down off your high horse? And the Union says, I will, but only if your friend promises to stop fooling around.
Okay.
Hey, I'm back. Quartermaster Jägerman, Quartermaster Jägerman, are you telling jokes again? Just horsing around there a little. Well, I'll be off. Please continue your story, Mr. Hoggart. Thank you. Now, where was I? So we start, and I get off the dock, and I scramble down the net, and already this toot has made like a step or two ahead of me, and we're like crawling into the nets like under the dock, and we're like moving across it. All the other Uhuru kids, like, they have their heads like over the dock, and they're looking and watching, and they're like calling out and carrying on, and then okay, so this first pass, right? Like, we have to go along the net, get the bit of cloth, climb across the net again, come back up the net onto the dock, and do that like three times, right? And this first pass is pretty normal. Like, it's we're just trying to like get our feet under us. You know, we're running across some familiar ropes, and we're figuring out the knots on the colored cloth, and we didn't, you know, give a second thought to each other as we like raced back and forth and up there, up into the dock. And so like we're racing across, and we each like drop a cloth at Ormar's feet like at the same time. And before we're like practically leap off the dock again back for the second, it's like we're just booking it as fast as we can. Now this time, the second time, we both had a better feel for what we're doing. And I was just like a step or two ahead of him when this toot, he side checks me. And, you know, he side checks me and I fall and my leg goes through like a big hole in the net. Now, if I'd been like doing this whole game thing after I came on the Red Roger in like two stops before, or during one of like those novice challenges that like Mr. Corringer sets up every now and again, I might have just like, you know, given up right there and then. My leg's in there, I'm caught, but I knew that I wasn't just competing against this toot, right? This Uhuru toot. I'm letting all of the Uhuru kids know that I am a Swiftwell courier. You know, this is what I'm made of. So I grit my teeth, I get back up, giving myself, you know, rope burns. I scramble across the net and I try to get, you know, back into the race. And I did my darnest to catch up to him. And, you know, I was just a few seconds behind him on the second drop off for the second bit of cloth. But he's like, man, his lead is like growing now. I knew I had to like do something like daring, you know, something crazy, right? If I was going to get like back in this game, I got to do something like above and beyond. So I took a deep breath. Took a run and start, and I jumped off the other side of the dock. Now, the side that we were like getting off, like climbing down the ropes and going into, that side of the net, it had a good like 15 feet extended out, you know, to catch people. But the other side didn't have that extended bit. So when I jumped, I just jumped out into nothing. And like my body did it before my brain realized what I was doing. And before you know it, like, I'm out over nothing. Like, 500 feet below me is no safety net. And I feel the rope catch me. And I swing under the net. You know, when I swung up and under, I hit the net so hard that this toot gets startled. And he fell all jumbled, his leg in the rope, right? Just like it happened before, you know, to me. And that gave me just, like, enough time to climb along the underside of the net, grab a bit of cloth, roll back up into the net. My arms and legs felt like jelly, like, right? And my lungs are, like, on fire. But I could see this, too. He's, like, getting his leg out. So I got myself up, and I scramble across the nets. Now, this kid, he's obviously more experienced with the ropes than me because he caught up to me pretty quick. And it was a straight dash to the finish line. And we're huffing and puffing and crawling and scrambling up the nets to the docks. And, you know, we're getting rope burns. And he was, you know, right by me the whole time. And I could feel him giving his all up these ropes. And then suddenly I hear the soft grunt like, ooh. And I looked and he was gone. It was like time stopped. He'd fallen off the net into the open sky. And my brain immediately was like, it's okay. He's roped into his harness. But I see that at some point he undid his rope. You see, in this last stretch, like heading back towards where the rope is tethered, there was like this chance that you get tripped up. And he, obviously like desperate to win, untied himself to get like a little bit of an edge. And my brain told me that I like had a choice. I could either jump after him or I could leave him to fall. But apparently, you know, body before brain again, I realized I didn't have a choice because I was already moving. I'd already let go of the net and I'd already hooked my feet into the net. And at the last possible second, I reach out my hands and I grab him, you know, under his arms, and I caught him. You know, the rest of it is, you know, it's pretty much a blur for me. We got hauled up onto the docks, you know, we're out of breath, and hearts are pounding like drums. And with at least, you know, there's a dozen faces like all up around us, all asking questions and shouting. And then there's this big shadow of Ormar Vale descending over us, you know, helped us both to our feet. Captain Vale asked if we were both all right. And after, you know, our weak but definitive affirmative, right, he clapped us both on the back and he said, you know, well done. And asked us who we should give the prize to. Because it turned out we'd both dropped our cloth, you know. When I said that the toot definitely was going to win, so he should probably get the prize. But to my surprise, he refused. You know, he said I deserved to win. You know, I was about to protest, but Captain Vale, he leans down, he like whispers in my ear. He says, maybe when people want to do nice things for us, we should let them. You know, so I accepted. But only on the condition that he accept my apology for calling him names. And he said that he would, and he said that he was sorry for doing the same to me. And, you know, we shook hands and parted as unlikely friends, you know. Kaya and I were about to leave right there. You know, the kids were, like, running off, and Ormar was going to go with them. When Captain Vale, he comes back, and, you know, he takes us to the side, and he says, thank you, you know, to me for saving one of his crew. He said that if either one of us ever got tired of the courier life, you know, we could always come and be on the Uhuru. You know, that made me feel good. And he handed me that silver bangle he had on his wrist. And then Ormar, he like looked down at me with those, gosh, those like beautiful eyes that he has. And he said something like he had heard that some of his like young charges had made it into the postal service. And that made him like really, really proud, right? And he said, oh, gosh, how did he say something? This was 3 years ago. Hold on. He said, I hope you continue to bring the keenest edge out of them as you did for me. Yeah. And I knew he wasn't talking about me. He was probably talking about, like, Mr. Coriander, which I thought was really cool. You know, after that, we turned around and we walked away. And, you know, Ormar and the rest of them melted in the crowd. And, you know, we were just quiet on that walk back, thinking about it. And we get back and, you know, that was it. I didn't keep that silver bangle too long, though, because I gave it to Kaya, you know, because, like, I had a serious, serious crush on her. But she was also a very good spotter. So, you know, it was more that than the crush thing. And after that, my fear of the rigging was, like, almost gone. And I started to think of home less and less. And, you know, it was a real turning point, you know, for me, that first route. And, yeah. The end. Oh, thanks. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, guys.